It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Welcome back to an all-new episode of Beyond the Bases. Been gone a little while here. Don't worry, still here. But it's good to be back with you today with a terrific guest. Eduard Cabrera is a top five prospect pretty much wherever you look. Doesn't matter what publication you look at. He has dealt with injuries, a lack of a season in 2020, but he's back out on the mound now in Pensacola with the Blue Wahoos, the Marlins AA affiliate. The ballyhooed prospect has drawn terrific reviews, something he might be the best pitcher in the Marlins organization. That's saying a lot given the amount of talent they have throughout their system on the mound. Cabrera is now just 23 years old, a native of the Dominican Republic. He's been in the organization for parts of five seasons, and he is just about ready to take the next big jump in his career. Will we see him in Miami this season? It's a good question. Maybe it's a stretch, but maybe not. Depending on his health, depending on results, who knows what this summer will bring. It is fun, however, to think about a rotation sooner rather than later with himself, Alcantara, Lopez, Rogers, and Sixto Sanchez. Those are five guys right there that are going to give you a shot every time they take the mound. You're going to have a great chance to win a ball game. So without further ado, here is Marlins right-handed pitching prospect, Eduard Cabrera.
Well, it's a pleasure to be joined by one of the Marlins' top prospects, a hard-throwing right-hander who has had a long journey and who's been out for quite some time. But Eduard Cabrera joining us on this episode of Beyond the Bases. Eduard, how are you doing? Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, yeah, yo estoy bien, gracias a Dios.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, goodness.
Eduard, how are you feeling and how exciting has it been to be back out on a mound competing again?
O sea, me he sentido bien, gracias a Dios. Un poquito como que excited, you know?
Yeah, feeling great. A little bit excited, you know, thank goodness.
How close are you? How close would you say you are to 100%?
Estoy cerca ya. Estoy muy cerca ya del 100%. Lo único que, por el tiempo que tenía sin tirar ni nada de eso, tú sabes, me he sentido un poquito incómodo en la lomita, pero gracias a Dios lo estoy cogiendo.
Yeah, I'm getting close to that 100% right now. Thank God, you know, having that opportunity. But you know, without being throwing for so long, you know, I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable in the mound. But you know, I'm still working on it.
Eduard, we know the circumstances last season. There was no minor league season. And then you're hurt to start this season. How frustrating have the past 2 years been for you personally?
Bueno, mientras estuve en mi casa, sí, tú sabes, fue algo como que un poco difícil, pero gracias a Dios pude superar la situación, sabes, con mi padre, sabes, tuvieron conmigo ahí hablando que no me desesperara, que confíe en Dios, tú sabes. Y siempre eran cosas positivas que me decían, tú sabes. Entonces, gracias a Dios, la frustración que tenía al principio se me fue yendo por los buenos consejos que ellos me dieron.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't any easy, you know, being at home for the whole year. Frustration was top peak at that moment. I gotta thank my parents. You know, they walked me through this situation. They gave me a lot of advice, so I can, you know, overcome this situation of just being home and wanting to play the game. But I'm very glad. I'm very glad that we're back and I really think that, you know, those advice that they gave me really pushed me through.
Edouard, you are a highly touted prospect, and whether it's fair or not, we have heard people say Edouard Cabrera will be better than Sixto Sanchez and that he's the best pitcher in the Marlins organization. What do you think when you hear that?
Bueno, mejor que Sixto Sánchez, tú sabes. No te puedo decir de que, no, yo soy mejor que él, que voy a ser mejor que él. No, simplemente para mí, en lo personal, el trabajo de cada quien es el que habla, tú sabes. Yo a Sixto Sánchez lo considero como un hermano y no lo veo como te digo, como una competencia, sino como que él hace su trabajo y yo el mío, ¿tú entiendes?
So yeah, I can say exactly, yeah, I'm better than Sixto Sánchez, you know. I consider, you know, Sixto my brother, and you know, what I think personally, it's just mostly like each of us, our work, we'll speak, you know, for each of us, simple as that. But yeah, I don't know. I can't consider myself like, or say that I'm better than Sixto. We work really hard and you know, he's my brother.
Yeah. What type of relationship do you guys have? And do you push one another?
Nosotros nos llevamos bien, tú sabes. Y mientras estuvimos ahí en Jupiter, siempre nos dábamos consejos, tú sabes, uno al otro, siempre nos tratábamos de ayudar. Incluso ahora, estando yo aquí en Pensacola, sabes, él y yo hablamos. Yo le digo a él que tenga paciencia, tú sabes, que se enfoque más para que salga de ahí. Porque imagínate, se la vuelta.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, he's my brother, like I said. Yeah, and you got to think about it. We went through this situation now this year all together in Jupiter. We were there and, you know, pushing each other, working hard to just get back to the game and overcome this. And even though now, like, I'm in Pensacola, I continue to, like, text him. And I'm telling him just, like, you know, continue, keep working hard. You know, we got to get out of this. We got to get out of this and just get back on the field.
Edouard, you've made 67 career appearances, 57 starts in the minor leagues. I know you're coming off injury, but how close do you think you are to being ready to pitch in the major leagues?
¿Qué tan cerca? Bueno, eso como te digo, una pregunta como que un poco difícil, tú sabes. Siempre y cuando yo esté, o sea, me sienta al 100%, yo sé que yo voy a estar bien para tirar arriba. ¿Tú entiendes?
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of a difficult question to answer because you know, I think as long as I'm 100% and ready to pitch, I'm going to be able to pitch in the major league level.
What will that opportunity mean to you when you get it?
¿Qué crees tú que va a significar esa oportunidad cuando la obtengas?
Todo, vale. Todo, porque desde que uno comienza con esto, tú sabes que el propósito es subir a Grandes Ligas, ¿tú entiendes? Entonces, eso se va a significar todo. Aparte, que tengo una familia que está esperando que eso pase.
Everything. It's going to mean everything. You know that since we started this business, it's just, that's the ultimate goal. So it will mean everything to me. And also I have a family that is truly waiting for that moment. So this is going to mean everything to me.
Edouard Cabrera joining us on this episode of Beyond the Bases. Edouard, who's been your hero and the person that you've looked up to all your life?
Yeah, en el ámbito del béisbol.
In baseball references?
Yeah, in baseball or in life in general, that's helped him get to this point he's at now.
Sí, sí, en béisbol o en general, quien te haya ayudado más que todo en llegar a este punto donde estás ahora.
Bueno, real han sido mi padre.
Yeah, truly, like, my answer is just my parents. They're my heroes.
Sí, ellos siempre, es que siempre han estado conmigo ahí, tú sabes, siempre me han dado buenos consejos, siempre me, ¿sabes? Están ahí siempre arriba de mí, aún yo estando aquí, estando en Dominicana, como quiera, siempre están ahí arriba de mí para que yo no, o sea, tratando de que yo no vaya a tomar malas decisiones ni nada de eso. Entonces ellos siempre han estado ahí conmigo.
Yeah, you know, they've been right there with me. That's why I say my parents, because, you know, they even though I'm here, if I'm in the U.S. or DR, like, they always calling me or trying to look for me and give me advice and guide me through the right path, making sure I don't make, you know, dumb mistakes. And so that's why I say that they're my heroes, because they truly, like, guide me through the where I want to go to success.
Were your parents the ones that introduced you to the game of baseball?
Sí, sí. Ellos tuvieron parte también. En mis inicios, yo comencé con un primo mío, que él entrenaba así a los muchachitos allá. Y así fue que empezó todo.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I have also a cousin that he used to train like a little league, and that's pretty much like he told me to join, so I joined him, and that's pretty much how everything began.
Is there a particular player that you've tried to model your game after?
¿Tienes algún jugador particular en el cual tú lo emulas o tratas de imitarlo en el juego?
Quitarlo del juego, no. Sí admiro varios jugadores en Grandes Ligas, pero no de que con esa mentalidad de quitarlo del juego.
No, imitarlo.
No, vale, pero antes yo imitaba mucho a Yordano Ventura. Pero ahora mismo en la actualidad, o sea, admiro mucho a Tecron.
Okay, so yeah, like, it's not like actually like imitating like, or trying to like imitate any player, like, but in the past, I really admire the way that Yordano Ventura used to pitch, and in present days, DeGrom is like the best.
A couple of really good names there, Edouard. Before we let you go, a couple of more questions for you. Big picture, what's your ultimate goal?
Ahora mismo, mi meta principal es recuperarme al 100%, que sé que todavía no estoy en el punto. Tú sabes, ya después de ahí, sabes, preparar la mente y que sea primero lo que Dios quiera y después la organización, tú sabes. Esa es mi meta, tú sabes, prepararme al 100%. Y después de ahí, tú sabes, mete mano.
You know, right now, I have like a current goal, which is just get ready and be healthy 100%. I still don't feel it. Like I'm quite there, but that's my goal. Like right now, like that's what I want to do. And once that I'm there, let's see what God has prepared for me. And let's see what the organization has prepared for me. So that's my goal right now.
And we've had an opportunity to watch you in a couple of videos and some of your rehab starts and some of your minor league appearances. You've got a terrific fastball. Would you consider your fastball your best pitch? And what else have you been working on?
De ser, para mí, de ser mejor picheo, sí lo es, tú sabes. Porque es un picheo que sea lo que sea, eso siempre va ahí, ¿tú entiendes? O sea, cuando se habla de la recta, ese tiene que ser picheo número uno de cada pinche. A veces los coaches, tú sabes, piensan diferente por la manera de que uno tira los secundarios, los otros picheos. Pero el enfoque mío este año ha sido, sabes, trabajar fuerte mi físico, mantenerme bien en un peso. Y en el play, la zona, siempre, tú sabes, he tenido eso de trabajar en la zona, no volverme loco, controlar las emociones mientras estoy pichando, ¿sabes? Son cosas que la he ido controlando, gracias a Dios.
So, yeah, like, definitely fastball is my best pitch, and I think it should be the best pitch for every pitcher, you know. Sometimes some of the pitching coaches might think, secondary pitches are better depending on how you throw it, in the situation. But yeah, fast was best pitch, but most likely, like, this season, what I've been working was in my body. I was, you know, trying my to maintain myself in good shape, and on the mound, just working on the zone, up in and out, and trying to control my emotions and not go too crazy on the mound. That's one of the things I've been working on too.
Eduard, it's been a lot of fun just in a couple of weeks here to see you in some videos and throughout your rehab starts. Congratulations on getting back out on the mound. Best of luck moving forward, and I'm sure we'll see you in Miami soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again to Eduard for taking some time to join us. Fun conversation, promising future, and we'll be seeing a lot of them down the road in Miami. That's going to do it for us on this episode of Beyond the Bases, but stay tuned. We'll have more for you real soon.